Welcome to my world, Brother Stu. Veterans Day 2003. We are at war. First of all, let me salute all of my comrades in arms, the veterans of America, from the Navy to the Marine Corps to the Air Force to the Army to the Coast Guard to the Reserves and all branches of service. I salute you. And no matter what the courts say, we are doing it and have done it for God and country. Ask any veteran, they'll tell you. From World War I to World War II, to Korea, to Vietnam, to Grenada, Somalia, Kosovo, to Desert Storm, to Afghanistan and Iraq, we fight and serve with pride, defending freedom. Ask any veteran, they'll tell you. And they will tell you we are not arrogant or boastful, just ordinary people in an extraordinary circumstance, proud of our flag that has flown over so many battles for so many years all around the world. On this Veterans Day, we find ourselves victorious in the war against individual regimes and back battling multinational terrorists. There are those here at home who would have us cut and run and pull out of harm's way, not realizing that it would put us all in harm's way. Just ask any veteran, they'll tell you. When you're suffering losses, you send in more troops to make the enemy suffer more losses. Is that cold, my friend? No, that is war. Ask any veteran. They'll tell you. And something else a veteran will tell you, my fellow Americans, and that is that there is no lasting peace without victory. We must stay the course, as I see it. I'm H. G. Listiak, a veteran.